you deserve better health insurance.
At Ambetter from HealthNet, our plans provide healthcare coverage along with special programs and services.
And you may qualify for financial assistance to help pay for your health insurance.
Sign up for healthcare coverage today. Call 1-877-872-9272. That's 1-877-872-9272.
Ambetter from HealthNet is underwritten by HealthNet of Arizona Incorporated. This is a solicitation for insurance.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
19.
Where did the 19 come from? 2000.
1917. Coming to you live.
That's a long time ago. That was 100 years ago.
And I wasn't around.
Anyways, this was your battle to win. Not that the battles are not being won anymore, but we just have a couple things that we'd like to announce and share with you guys. This is going to be a significantly shorter broadcast. Right now, we're still in transition of figuring out exactly what we're doing. We've got a lot of stuff that we're working on and preparing for the new year. And if you already didn't notice, the audio quality sounds 100 times better, and that's because we will be pre-recording our shows and we're getting a studio set up where we'll actually be in a better recording environment instead of broadcasting from our phones.
So I guess I didn't understand that we're not always going to be. I thought some of the times we're going to pre-record, sometimes live. I really like it if we can interact.
Well, we're going to be doing everything in the studio though, so everything will be better audio quality. That's what I meant to get at.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the pre-recordings, and we'll figure out if they are as well. But
well, I think part of it we can pre-record like the first half. I really, really, my emphasis is if we're going to lay foundations, win battles, really become united in purpose as people, as Americans, as the body of Christ, we need to, be able to engage. People need to want to engage. You know, we need to create a setting that is, is exactly what people are looking for. And I think we have it. We just haven't really been able to package it the way that is user-friendly. So we're going to get the website going, and we're going to be putting together things that people can use daily. I'm going to blog. I've been writing a lot, and people can in different categories. So we're organizing how to do that.
Yeah, so we got a lot of things coming up, and we're super excited about that. I mean, I am.
I am too. It's just I feel like we're at the
crux, pinnacle, beginning, start line.
Yeah, or the head of like
the
ready atmosphere. To ready to explode out.
The fuse.
The funnel. The river hitting the lake or something like that.
That's a good one. The dam about to crack and break open. And make a lake. Or wait. Make a, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. So, what is it?
what have we learned this past week? We're going to bridge the time, and we're going to share a little bit of what we've been doing this for you guys, and then next week we're going to dive into a brand new studio recording, and part live. We're going to figure out how we're going to integrate that into our program. But until then, what have we been up to? What did we learn this past week?
We've covered a lot of territory. And it's not just this last week. It's really, this last year. That's what life should be about, is like a constant building. But this week has definitely been a of not being the organized that we wanted to be. And yet, because of the revamping coming out, maybe much more concerted, much more unified in our family and how we want to approach things, things that need to be covered and things that need to be completed. So, these things that we cover in the show are really things that obviously apply to us, but apply to what, or we want to be able to encourage people that the things that we want to see not only in our personal life is the things that we need to help others accomplish in their personal lives, either directly or indirectly. And then, you know, it's somewhat universal. And then at the same time, one of the important things is that it is not necessarily all universal. And we'll cover some of that too, meaning that the diversity and the distinct difference in cultures and ways of thinking, mentalities, IQs, all those things really matter, and that they don't have to be the same for us to accomplish and be united in purpose. In fact, they need to be different.
Yeah. And then, and it's kind of interesting how we need the variety in order to, we need the variety and we need the differences in order to not only exist, but to the, interact with each other. Because if everything was equal and identical and the same, I mean, this is kind of a, it's a simple concept that a lot, I'm sure a lot of people understand, but we don't understand. But sometimes we take differences as an opportunity to disagree rather than trying to perceive and understand something that we don't already see.
Right. And the thing is that some things we can't expect to see, or at least not expect to see for years. And I think that's one of the most difficult concepts. So, you know, we enter into a new year and then we seem to categorize things by years, but really, you know, those are just arbitrary configurations that we choose, right? And it helps, but it takes a long span of time and a lot of experience and a lot of searching and figuring out and just things that can't happen sometimes without pieces that we never even thought had anything to do with where our understanding would come from. And then that is why when we don't agree with someone or we can't even understand an ounce of their logic or how, you know, how pathetic that is or how base it is or whatever, then, you know, then there's a different way of thinking in us that is really important in that concept of unifying or being, you know, having a united purpose. And that united purpose is what?
I was processing another part of what you were saying, and then I didn't realize it was going to lead into it.
It's really good that, you know, in terms you don't just have an answer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I pondered that, well, you know, what does united in purpose mean? What does it mean? Why would Scripture say we need to be united in purpose and then not define what that purpose is? Mm-hmm. I mean, that would baffle me for a long time. It's like, well, what purpose are we united for? Prayer, 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 trying to figure it out. Years, 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 years. Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's, over and over again. To where it's like, okay, the United in Purpose has a central feature of really of knowing who the Creator is. And, you know, those are just words. You know, if I just say those words, know the Creator, it can mean something, you know, it means something different to everybody. I mean, all words mean something different to everybody. I mean, let me digress for a second because this is so important. Everything means something different mm-hmm. to everybody. Nobody has the same perspective. Nobody can see things the same way, even no matter how hard we try. And we had a really good conversation on the drive here that we, you know, as you three brothers talking about a subject and then watching you, you know, not hear the other one, not hearing what had happened, and then come and make it even better. Make the summary, what you heard the person say, take their perspective and bring the perspective higher and better and clearer and more concise, each one of you. So the thing is that in that united in purpose is the idea that we're going to have a different perspective and that our perspective matters because we help build each other's perspective to become higher. It will become more and more potentially similar, but it also could become potentially different. And our roles could be different in what those perspectives are. And a lot of people have trouble with that. And then that is part of what we're talking about. You know, this next year, we're outlining, okay, you know, what's the order? How do we bring to light the things without going over and over and over things like we kind of did with your battle to win? You know, important points, new points, but I don't know how it was interpreted by people, but it started seeming to me that, you know, people not only need new material, but they do need to continue with the foundation.
And the reinforcement of that foundation. because if you continue to build on top of your foundation and you never take care of it, your foundation will decay. And then everything that you build will fall because your foundation is not maintained properly.
Okay, and so part of that willingness then to continue to build or revisit and look at has to do with a few things. And I'm going to just relate it to our show, but this is something that's important for, you know, especially I think kids, but then kids translate into adults, and adults haven't thought about it. This goes for us, that we don't necessarily know what we don't know. And then therefore, when we hear something, it may just seem superficial, or it might only come at us from one place, and we might not understand it, or we might think it's trite, or we might not. But the purpose of our show, hopefully, one of many, is to help people gain a broader understanding of things that seem, you know, maybe something they already know, something trite, you know, that we're in a battle, or that we have to win something, or, you know, some people are like, well, you know, we're not going to win everything. So people come into everything with the preconceived notion. What we are hoping to it is people who will be willing to listen and listen and listen, and be able to then integrate what we're saying to further an understanding, and then not only further that understanding, but to then give back in the show, be able to speak to others, to us to be able to engage, for us to engage on my website, for us to produce other websites and other social media experiences in which we are able to help each other in a much greater way. And, you know, you and I, for now it's been 2 years, have had some interesting ideas on how to do this. So we need to grow. We're realizing it is our responsibility then to communicate our ideas, develop ourselves, take a look at, you know, what are the financial needs to actually do some of these apps, produce some of these things, and engage people, and, you know, find people, I guess, that are really interested in the same things. So when we're talking about, you know, Happy New Year and a new foundation, I mean, everyone's talking resolutions, right? We definitely want to cover things. When we started writing things down, again, we talked about how it was a little bit maybe common or trite, or, you know, something like
something
that.
Something you would think would be easy for us to already have accomplished.
Right, people, or they've already heard this before. But the thing is that the concept of a foundation being built, just like when, you know, Coach Wooden, and then that's what I was saying, we always use Coach Wooden, or I do at least, people do, because he was such an example. And yeah, maybe not everyone knows who he is anymore. You know, it was really an era of time, you know, period where, you know, UCLA was on the, you know, in the media, on the books all the time for winning national championships in basketball because of Coach Wooden and his philosophy and the way he brought together his team based on fundamentals. And his key word was fundamentals. So when we talk about building a foundation, it has everything to do with those fundamentals. But then that seems, you know, maybe trite or redundant or something that, you know, but then that's what a New Year's resolution does. Again, it brings us back to that center point, bring us back to that focal point. And that's what our show is meant to do, is continually bring us back. Even if we have to hear some of it again, it is so important to hear it from different angles, because perspectives are developed by seeing things from as many different vantage points as possible. And then that's where I was going to when I said I needed to digress for a second. So where I was headed was the idea that when the creator, it has made every leaf different. You know, we've talked about this, and everything is perfect. You know, given that as a truth, you know, let's take that as the truth. This is a math. I'm speaking in math terms. If then, I'm sorry. so, well, so if he is, you know, all these things makes every leaf different. These things, you know, without ascribing it to, you know, to the creator, to Yahweh, we can say it is truth that every leaf is different. Every rose petal is different. Every flower petal is different. Every grass blade, every whisker, every, you know, hair, every eyelash on every person throughout all time. Okay, so we can say that, that's beyond our ability to understand or grasp or count or imagine. And at the same time, it is way beyond our ability to ever create. You know, a lot of people are trying, and maybe there's something that can be, you know, stem cells can be utilized or taken, you know, into a form of possession that there's power now in our control to help bring, you know, more cells, more control over healing. However, that's still not the same thing, right? That's still not the same thing as original. So my point is that when we look at perspective and we're trying to say your perspective is narrow or your perspective is different, or you know, sometimes when we're learning, we can say my perspective is less than yours. I can see your perspective is something I need to hear. And I think that's important. We should always be looking for that. Find it or not, we should always be looking for it. Because the Creator made every leaf different. And they're not meant to look the same. And their value in being the same. Your value is not being the same as me, as close as you are to me as being my son, right? It's your value is not being me. So our perspectives are, we have a value in our perspective. Our perspectives are very important and they're very unique. They're so unique that nobody else has our same perspective. And so that's kind of crazy. But that is what we're going to be talking about. When we go back, continually going back to the fundamentals, and we're talking about being united in purpose, the idea is that can only happen when we can gain the bigger perspective that our perspective is not the only perspective, and it's not even close to the best perspective. It might be the best perspective for us, and we're continuing to try, or we are continuing to develop that perspective into something better, more accurate, more truthful, more holy or pure or beneficial. And yet, the things that need to change in our thinking is the Creator's perspective. How do we get there? That's united in purpose. How do we get to understanding and knowing him? Because that's what he says. He says, this is eternal life, that you know, right? That you know the Father and the Son, the Anointed One, mm-hmm. Yahusha, who he sent, right? So the reason why we're covering this, is again, we get into this place of the foundation is, okay, so how are we going to do this without having to get into big talks like this, right? And then that's actually what we're working out right now.
All right. Am I continuing or what are we doing? I can edit this out, so. Are we continuing or am I wrapping it up?
We should take a break because, you know.
If we take a break, we're not going to have time to resume because I still have to edit. I'm going to edit certain parts.
So now I'm fairly good at getting into the details, which I didn't expect to do right now. But I want to back out and say that there's many aids that Jared and I have been developing.
Helping aids.
Yeah.
Not the other. That's how that sounded at first.
Really?
Aids. I was like.
There are many aids. There are many.
Helpful aids.
Yes.
Helping aids.
Yes. Tools.
Hearing aids.
Tools that we can all use to that will help keep the mission that you have for your day and your week and your year and your life front and center, something that is really appealing and easy to use and customizable to your own character and then the things that you value. And so it really is something that brings out a lot in you, things that people touch on, but they don't have enough time or wherewithal to make that full commitment to understanding or expressing. And so one more thing, because there's actually more, but just I would like to highlight that we also have a few games I texted it to you, and I've actually been developing it with two of my friends. Games on being able to understand how to apply things that are very difficult. And so mastery, I think, you know, while we're talking about foundation for this year's theme, the underlying portion of the foundation is mastery. And the idea we were talking about beforehand is that you can't build a foundation without being able to see the long-term vision. So you've had to already have gone through smaller visions and successes and failures to get to the place where you can go to the next one, to the next one, to the larger one. And so that's where we're gonna be, you know, helping create is the all the tools, or as many tools as we can, as well as the people that engage with us can, so that we can bring mastery quickly. You know, we're in a technology age, and that has helped us out greatly. That's why we can have this show. This is why we can do our social media. That's why we can interact and know what's going on around the world very rapidly. And yet we need to catch up and transition, really being able to know what our own worldviews are, being able to handle the fact that people's worldviews are vastly different than ours, even if we don't know it. That the people that we're closest to, if we knew all the things they believed, the current way that people think would probably cause us to reject the ones that are closest to us out of animosity, out of like disbelief that they could even believe like that. So those deeper things in us need to be able to come out, and we need to also be able to process, how do we interact with each other? How do we become united in purpose? What does that mean? How do we do that? Who is the creator? And how come he has made it this way? Why did he make it all this way? I'm sure we all have point on, you know, touch on that, don't understand. So, but that's why we're here. So we need to be able to see out in the future and see that we have to have the right foundation. We have to keep that foundation strong, and that we have to create mastery. And it's all about mastery, constant updating and revamping for that. So this is not just for a New Year's Day resolution, but this is definitely for a lifelong wanting to accomplish the goals that our creator has for us, as well as the goals that each one of us have. We want to be a part of that. And it'll be just amazing to watch these things take place. It's going to be a lot of work. I mean, not just in our own personal lives. I mean, not just lots of diligence, but a lot of hard
procrastinating.
Yes. No procrastinating. A lot of work, a lot of, you know, overcoming, and not just, you know, through this radio show, but it's just something that will have to take place here and around the world for us to become united in a good purpose, and for us to be able to enjoy the wonders of what our uniqueness is about. So have a great New Year's Day.
2017.
Yes. And then we look forward to a lot more interaction with you.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will still be broadcasting every Sunday. It's actually 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. EST. So we're working on a website right now. We're working on more content, a combination of pre-recording and live broadcasts simultaneously. And so we'll be revealing all this next week at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. EST. So we're even figuring out whether or not we're going to stick with the same broadcasting name or a new one based upon the content that we will be sharing with you guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
You deserve better health insurance.
At Ambetter from HealthNet, our plans provide healthcare coverage along with special programs and services.
And you may qualify for financial assistance to help pay for your health insurance.
Sign up for healthcare coverage today. Call 1-877-872-9272. That's 1-877-872-9272.
Ambetter from HealthNet is underwritten by HealthNet of Arizona, Incorporated. This is a solicitation for insurance.
Your time to get health insurance is running out.
The last day to sign up is January 31st, so sign up for Ambetter from HealthNet today.
Ambetter from HealthNet offers quality healthcare coverage, and it can all be yours if you sign up now.
Call 1-877-872-9272 today. That's 1-877-872-9272.
Ambetter from HealthNet is underwritten by HealthNet of Arizona, Incorporated. This is a solicitation for insurance.